From this history of concerns came the perceived need to begin educating parents, teachers, and kids on the risks and safe use of the internet, particularly in the wake of the online predator panic. There was an explosion of educational resources being developed in the early 2000s by government agencies, nonprofit organizations, and educators, and it was largely from these resources that the concepts of internet safety and online safety began to develop. To date, there has been no real consensus around a single definition of online safety. It has, for the most part, operated as something of a common sense notion about what youth and responsible adults need to know and do to remain safe online. Unsurprisingly, given the pitch of the predator panic, these resources overwhelmingly focused on the potential risks of internet use. As Theorer described in our reading, the three P's of porn, predators, and pedophiles, even if two of those P's are effectively the same thing. As such, youth interaction with technology was initially framed, through the lens of internet safety, as highly negative, as a set of activities that were in constant need of adult surveillance and policing to ensure that youth were constantly safe from the ever-present dangers lurking online.